The bright halogen headlights cut through the rain like small razor blades before glistening off the wet asphalt in the distance. Fortunately, the painted yellow reflective double lines guided the dark luxury vehicle on the winding rural road that was only a couple of miles from town. Fall had arrived in the form of some very substantial thunderstorms, making driving even more treacherous than usual under these already challenging conditions. Heavy droplets of cold rain hit the windshield with such force that the wipers didn't stand a chance in clearing away the blurry splatters on the glass. It was a dismal night that seemed endless, and the rumbling, disconnected thunder overhead indicated it was only going to get worse.
What the?
Kaylin Geneva quickly pressed her right foot on the brake as she caught sight of a fleeting dark shadow in the middle of the road. Doing her best to maintain control of the vehicle as it fishtailed toward the outside of the curve. She squinted through the windshield in hopes of getting a better view as her car came to a stop, straddling the center line. She could barely make anything out through the downpour. Somehow, a close call on the road didn't surprise her. Of course, this was how she would end her evening. Her grueling day had been one for the books. What was that? A big dog? A wolf? It wasn't unheard of, considering this area had prevalent reports of such sightings in the past, but the likelihood wasn't plausible this close to town. Feral dogs tended to keep their distance from direct human contact when possible, but they needed a nearby population to survive. Her understanding from those who had hunted their larger cousins was that wolves were more elusive and more difficult to locate even under the best of circumstances. That still didn't mean she could leave a breathing animal of any type to suffer out in the middle of nowhere in a cold, wet storm. An image of Mrs. Peretti's tricolored collie came to mind. But Kaylin had already made up her mind. She couldn't just drive off without confirming she wasn't leaving an injured animal behind. She coasted toward the shoulder, activated her emergency blinkers, and then slid the gear into park while leaning forward a little more, squinting through the windshield at the dark shape still there in the road. Her eyes burned from lack of sleep and the fact that her day had been rather grueling, but she could still make out what appeared to be dark fur.
"This is how people get killed,"
Kaylin told herself, as she turned and reached into the back seat. She sighed in resignation as she realized she'd left her suit jacket back at her parents' house. There wasn't even an umbrella in the car because she'd used it this morning. It was currently leaning against one of the corners of her mom's kitchen, completely dry and of no use to her, just like the collection of its other mates she had at the house.
"Of course. Why would things go any other?"
Kaylin stopped talking to herself when she saw movement out of her peripheral vision. Or did she? Her heartbeat accelerated as she zeroed in on the right side of the road, where a line of trees was clustered. They blended in with the darkness and obscured her from seeing anything beyond the periphery. Was someone or something out there? She held her breath and waited for the lightning to illuminate the area as her brother's words of caution returned to her front and center. Could he be right about what had happened to her last week? She brushed off the freak accident as nothing more than what she believed it to be. After all, she'd been too close to the edge of the curb and might just as likely have fallen into the line of traffic without having been nudged by some innocent bystander jostling for position in the crowd. A clap of thunder overhead vibrated through the roof of her vehicle, causing a bolt of adrenaline to surge through her. Kaylin's throat tightened and she tried to swallow as streaks of lightning shot across the dark sky, revealing only the obscure outline of trees and dangling branches from above.